following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, Pastor Shaddy here, and welcome to another Refuge Daily. I have an awesome family with me. This is Priscilla and Leon, and that's Sarah giggling in the back. Tiffany here, and Rachel, and Abby, Anna. So it took me like five times just trying to get that down. But then we got Abby and Leon the third. Who's the second?
We.
That's right. Not junior, but the third. And of course, Josh. How you doing, guys?
Good.
So I invited you guys all here because God has done something really awesome in your life. And it's something that we've been praying for as a family and as a church family. And what God did in your life has been a huge blessing in my life. It has, honest to God, it has increased my faith. We read about how faithful God is, and I always say that he likes to show up in the last minutes, but that whole process before he shows up is kind of a nail-biting time, right? So, Leon, why don't you tell us what's going on or what happened?
So a few months ago, our landlord came to us after 5 years and said that her daughter was going to rent the house, or going to live in the house that we were renting. And she gave us 60 days to get out of the house. And we were unprepared for this. So we had a really low rent house, and we had a very small security deposit there. And we had to start looking. And we spent 2 months looking for a house, and for nine people, and it was simply impossible. Every door was slammed in our face, and the minute people heard that we had nine people, they hung up on us.
But you guys are so awesome.
Yes, but on paper, we're awful. For landlords, nine people, it's hard. And we had different realtors helping us out, trying to find us a place, and nobody could find us a place. And so we didn't have the money to move, we didn't have anything, and so we started praying. And when I was a kid, when my parents were going through difficult times, they never told us about any of it. And they never let us in on the difficult things. So we talked about it, and we decided to tell our kids from the beginning, look, this is what's going on. And if we're gonna have our faith built, then God's gonna build their faith too. And so we kept looking, and we found nothing for months. And we had 9 days left to find a house and be out of our current house and be done. And we were praying, and I know it was getting a little rough, but we were, you know, in the first month, God provided the income, and he provided everything that we needed to be able to do it. He didn't give us the place to walk, the door to walk through. And then we had been applying to a lot of places. I mean, a lot of places. I can't even imagine how many there were. And it wasn't cheap. We had to spend $150 per home to apply for the three adults that would be living there. So in the long run.
Of course, you guys weren't worried at all. Like 2 months were going by and you're like, God's got this, right? No problem.
We knew that God likes to show off, but it's really hard to wait for him to show off because you've got to... You can trust in him for the things that he's done in the past, and you know that he's never let you down, but it's still nerve-wracking while you're waiting for him to come through. And a lot like David said, I lift my eyes to the hills, and where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. You're looking up like, okay, anytime now, any day. And we had applied for this house, and one day, we hadn't seen the house. We didn't know what it was about. We had only seen a picture of the living room and the kitchen.
Okay, and Tiffany, is that enough for you to actually apply and move into a house with just seeing the living room and the kitchen?
Actually,
she was the one who applied for that.
Oh, nice. All right, so the Lord's using Tiffany. Okay, awesome.
And we were praying about it, and she got a call from the property manager, and they asked Tiffany a bunch of questions about us and our kids and why we have so many kids and what's wrong with, no, they didn't say that, but wanting to know, you know, who was Josh and everything. And so she said, yeah, we're deciding tomorrow. So we started praying.
So who is Josh here? How does Josh fit in?
Josh is my sister's son. He's my nephew. And he's lived with us off and on. His mom and him lived with us for a number of years when he was younger, and then he moved back in with us when his mom moved to Utah. So he's been with us for
almost a year.
Almost a year.
First time I met Josh was out on in residence.
Yeah.
Setting up, cleaning up, you know, tearing down, all that. And I'm like, who is this kid? Like, it's pretty cool. Your whole family is actually like that. You guys are all such wonderful servants. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, keep going. So she called us back and said that we got the house. And we had never seen it. We didn't get the house, actually get the house. We were supposed to get it April 1st, which got moved to, I think, April 5th or 6th or something like that. And that put a lot of pressure on us. We palletized our entire house onto pallets, and we got it moved. And the day we got the keys, it was a Sunday, we left the church and we went over there to the house, Tiffany and I, and we met with this lady, and she's a Christian.
So far, I'm sorry to interrupt. So far, like, that should be the climax of the story. You know, we prayed, God delivered, it was awesome. But there's so much more to this story. Mm. Okay, so you meet her. She's a Christian.
And we were talking about my daughter, Abby, is going to start at CBU this year after she graduates high school.
And hi, Abby. See, yeah. I know. I got it now. Okay.
And her kid is going to CBU already, and she has... and so we got to talking, and she knew that I'm a chaplain, and she knew that I'm a Christian, that we're all Christians. And so she said, you know, can I tell you guys something? I normally don't talk about my faith, but I need to tell you this story. And she says, you know, when she had so many applicants sitting there on applications on her desk, and it's 2:00 in the morning, and she can't differentiate between all of the different applications. And so she said she stopped, she put them all down, and she prayed that God would show her to make a distinction between all of these applications. And she picked up our application again and started going through Josh's financials, because you have to give him copies of your bank statements. And she said that she noticed that every time he got paid, there was this deduction, and there was a payment to the church, to Refuge. And at first she thought maybe it was him buying lunch or, you know, some kind of participatory thing at church. And then she realized that it was 10% of his income. Not just 10% of his deposit in his account, but 10% of his pay stub, his gross. And she realized that he was tithing. And when she saw that, she thought, if we were teaching our kids how to tithe and teaching them how to focus on the Lord that way, then we were definitely the family she wanted in his house. And so she told the landlord, I want to move this family of 9 into your house. And the landlord said, I don't think so. They have 9 people. Mm-hmm. And she went to bat for us and said, no, this is the one that we need to rent to. And that's how we got the house.
Wow. I love how you guys don't know what tomorrow brings. And here you guys are, you're just, you know, even if the heart is, you know, beating real fast, you're still just obeying the Lord, doing what you're called to do. And it's that act of faithfulness that God uses. And he says, that's what I'm going to use. You got the house for that reason. It's such a cool story. Thank you guys so much for sharing that with us.
And thank you guys for praying.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are awesome. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life